We continue with Mitzvah Nun Hei. We continue. This is Baba Kama week. Next week we will see Bezrat Hashem will be Baba Metzia week. But this week, as we continue with Baba Kama, the Dalet Avos Nezikin, we had Keren already in terms of Tam and Muad. We had Bor. We had Geneva, which is the 7th, 9th, and 10th parak of Baba Kama. And today we have Shein and Regel, which is also part of Shor. And then tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, we have Eish to round out the all of the Nezikin. So, Mitzvah Nun Hei. It's a mitzvah again upon Bezdin, as all these mitzvahs are. Mitzvah is Bezdin, Ladun Bediske Hever. It's a mitzvah upon Bezdin to judge cases of Hever, which is the Haim, discussion in the Gemara, but the Chinuch holds like the person Shein and Regel, where the animal damages with his tooth or with his foot. But that is not exactly tooth and foot. What are the categories? So as we know from Baba Kama, let's read it. Ladun beniske shein v'regel, to judge cases of shein v'regel. Klomar, mi shehizik l'chaveiro nezek, somebody who damages his friend through damaging, haba machbas ha-shein or machbas ha-regel. Through shein or regel. What does that mean? What's the category? Kagon, as follows. Shehichnes b'chbei maso b'sadeh chaveiro, if he brings his animal, or lets his animal go into his friend's field, as we will see, the achlasham, and he ate there. Oh, hifsida yon kosav ba'avra shambaragleha. Those are the two. Shein is where the animal eats, where the animal gets benefit. Regel means the animal is just doing what it normally does. Sheyesh aleinu l'chayvo b'tashlumin. We are mechayiv, the owner of that animal, idis, to pay mina idis shalo from the best fields that he has. Kol ma shehifsid, everything that he caused as a loss. So as we know, shein, the category is, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Baba Kama, yesh hana'a lehezeka. Anytime my property damages in by way of getting benefit, if my animal eats your property. Nowadays, if my dog goes and eats some of your prized vegetables, if any of my property does it through hana that it's getting, and that's its ultimate kavana. Hana lezeka, I am chayef to pay. That's shein. Regel is where my animal is just doing its normal activities and it damages. My animal is walking and the tail of the dog bangs into something and it knocks it off and breaks it. That's regel. Regel doesn't mean with a foot. It means the animal just bangs in, naturally walking, naturally doing what animals do. That is shein and regel. And halacha, as the chinuch says, he has to be from iddis. There are the different, whenever one makes a payment in halacha, the Gemara Bava Kama discusses, Chazal mandated different qualities of land that one has to pay from. The three types of land. Idis, Ziburis, and Beninis. The best, the worst, and the middle. So, Nezikin has the highest level. A Mazik must pay with the best of his land, as we will talk about again soon. Shenamar, the Pazik says, Ki Yaver Ish V'chulu, Upirshu Zechernam Lavracha, Tahainu Shein. Yaver means Shein, benefit, Umashakaz of Acharkach. The next phrase, V'shilach as Be'iro, Pirshu Zechernam Lavracha, Dainu Regel. V'namar al Shnei Ametav Sadeo Ametav Karmo Yishalim. You have to pay the best from your field. So, Shein and Regel are always a pair in the Gemara. Shorash mitzvah mishpat yadua. And again, the shorash of the mitzvah is yadua, as we've said in all of these halachas, to keep society clear and everything under control. It's an interesting machlokas regarding the category of hana'a lehezeka. When we say shein, there is a case on Daf Gimel and Aleph and Baba Kama. The Gemara there is listing off, what are the toldos of shein? We know there are four avos, the dalet avos nezikin, but each av has toldos. So told of the shein kishein. Toldos of shein are like shein, but what are the toldos? Nischachacha b'kosa lahana. Let's say my animal has an itch. So my animal rubs against your wall or a wall, and because he's rubbing against the wall falls down and damages your property. That's shein, because he's getting benefit and damaging through the benefiting. Or tinfa peros lahana asa. The animal dirties fruits by getting benefit. What's the case of tinfa peros lahana asa? Fascinating machlokas rishonim. What exactly is the case? Rashi says tinfa peros means the animal is, let's say, hot, and he wants to cool off, so the animal rolls around in the mud in your field, and in that way ruins your fruit. He's rolling around in your field. That's what the Rashi says, that's what other Rishonim say. Others, Rabbeinu Chananel, right here, on Daf Gimel, Amad Aleph, and Baba Kama, says, you know what the case is? That I ruined your fruit? The animal relieved itself on your fruit. That's what tinfa peres lahanasa means. Pirish. Ilule sha'asta tzracheha haisa mitzta'eres. If it wouldn't have been able to go to the bathroom, it would have been in pain. That's shein. Two major assumptions of Rabbeinu Chananel. Number one, not having pain is called benefit. When you go to the bathroom, is that positive hana'ah? Or is that just prevention of pain? It's a relief. So number one, Rabbi Chananel is assuming you might have to pay for not having tsar. That's number one. The other assumption is, did these fruit that the animal relieved itself on give direct hana to this animal? No. It just created a place for the animal to relieve itself on. But you didn't get direct hana. So that seems to be a machlokas rishonim. What does it mean, yesh hana lazeka? Does the mazik need to get hana specifically from the victim fruit? And the fruit, I have to roll around in the fruit. I have to eat the fruit. That's direct hana. That's what Rashi says here on Daf Gimel. Or is it enough that I damage your fruit through getting hana? I didn't get hana directly from your fruit. But the hana was by relieving myself, the animal. But that is an interesting machlokes related to how to define hana lezeka, or not direct, or just happens to be there. There's another interesting discussion in the Achronim that the Stipler brings up here. And that is, we know there's a halacha that the Chinuch just quoted, and that is, one has to pay meitav. One has to pay from the best of the property. Best of the property. Question is, what kind of din is that? Why does the mazik, again, it's the same amount of value. Let's say my animal damaged you $100 worth of damage, so I have to pay you $100 worth of land, if that's what I'm paying you with. But the halacha is, I have to give you the best type of land, meaning the smallest amount of land, that's the halacha meitav. So why is that? So the Stipler in Simin Vav and Bava Kama has a question. Is it because that's what the Nizak would want? The Nizak would want the best property. That's why he has to pay the best of his land. Or do I say no? Why does he have to pay Meitav, the best? Because that's the easiest to transfer into actual Kesef. Ultimately, you should pay Kesef, actual money. But Halakha says you could also pay Shavah Kesef, what's worth money, and therefore, you have to give the best of the land, because that's the most liquid. The most liquid, you're going to get the most buyers from the best land. That's the Chakir. L'may Nafkamina, what if the Nizak doesn't want great Idis? What if the Nizak, the one who was damaged, wants lower level property? Maybe he has a field next to one of your other fields. So he'd rather take your lower level field in order to make his field one big field. Is it the Nizak's choice? Says the Stipler, it's an afkamina. If you say that it's all for the best of the Nizak, that's why he has to pay the Idis the best, so then it would be the Nizak's choice. If he wants the lower level property, he could get the lower level property. Mashenkin, if it's no, it's that the Torah says the Mazik has to make Kesef, and as close to Kesef as we could pay, that's what we want to give. So then if the Mazik says, no, I want to give the Idis, then he would win. Because the point of the halacha is not focused on the Nizak, it's focused on the Mazik. Okay, that is the question of the Kilos Yaakov. Another nafkamina might be in Os Aleph, or the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, what if the Mazik has movable items? Metaltalin. The Gemara says that metaltalin usually beats Karka. So, what? Again, who has the choice? So the more it's a din in the Mazik would have the choice, but if it's a din in that, the Nizik, it's whatever's best for the Nizik, the one who was damaged, so then the Nizik would be in control. Okay, fine. Dineha. Some of the halachos of Shein and Regel, Kagon, Mahim Hamakomo Shachayavin Shamal Shein Veregel. On what places, where is Shein and Regel Chayiv? So for this, we go to the second paragraph of the Minchas Chinuch. V'Shein Veregel V'Toldo Seyem Einam Chayavin El Bershus HaNizik. As we've mentioned, every one of the Avos Nezikin have specific, unique halachos that apply to them. 2 days ago, we mentioned by Bor, there's a Ptur of Adam and a Ptur of Kalim. Tomorrow, by the Shem, we're going to get to Eish. Eish we'll see as a Ptur of Tamun, something hidden. You're not going to be Chayiv on. Everyone has a special type of Ptur. Karen has Chati Nezek if you're a Tam, and Nezek Shalom if you're a Muad. What's the unique halacha by Shein and Regel? You're putter in the street. You're putter in Rosh Hashanah. That's the halacha. Ptur Shein and Regel. If my animal eats your fruit that was left in the street, I'm putter. If you left something in the street that my animal walks by and the tail of my dog bangs into it, putter. That's the halacha. Lamaisa, if I'm walking my dog and my dog steps on your watch that you forgot left in the street, and he says, I'm Potter, Shein and Regel, the animal's walking in a normal way. That's the halacha. The question is, as we asked 2 days ago, is this a Gzeiras HaKasev? Potter, no svara given. Or is there some type of svara? So for this, it's a well-known discussion of the Rif and the Rush on the first page of Baba Kama. The Simon Aleph in the Rosh and Baba Kama. The Rif, when the Rif quotes this halacha of Shein v'Regel Patur B'Rishas Arabim, he adds a line. V'Shein v'Regel Patur B'Rishas Arabim, D'Urchehu. Two words. Because that's the normal behavior of an animal. In other words, the Rosh is giving, the Rif is giving a svara here. Shena Regel, why are you potter in the street? I'm only chayiv if my animal walked into your field and ate from your field and damaged your field. Why is that? Says the Rif, it's not a gzeiras hakasuv, it's a reason, because my animal's acting in the normal way. I'm allowed to walk my animal in the street, and it's not up to you. It's not my fault. And the Rambam in Hilchos Niske Mamon in Perak Aleph Halacha Ches also quotes the same svara. The Rambam says, "Pshein beregel azika kedarka hariz a pater why mebnei sheish la reshus lahalech bekan v'derech behemo alek kedarka animals walk v'leachol l'shaber kederech ilucha animals walk." That's the svara. If you look in the, on the side, in the Frankel Rambam, in one of the Makaras here, he quotes the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim, who adds, "Bepeshu davar sheyefshel l'shomro." I have to walk my dog. What, I'm supposed to hold on to my dog's tail? No, my dog is doing the normal thing. Gam mikre hanezek man shamur. It hardly ever happens. Umishi niyach davar b'shus arabim. Hu shagaram la'atzno ibn mamono. It's your fault for leaving your fruit in the street. Right? It's not my, I can't help it. Right, so that is why Shane and Regel is Potter and Rishus Arabim. The Rush, though, is bothered by this. The Rush says, the Torah says you're Potter. The Gemara says it's learned that from a Pasuk. Ubi'er b'stei acher v'lo b'Rishus Arabim. The halach is, Shane and Regel's chayiv in b'stei acher, your friend's field, and not in the street. That's what he's giving me a svara for. So the Rush says, it must be that the Rif is saying that this isn't just a gzeiras hakasuv, it's a svara. And therefore, says the Rush, I'll tell you a nafkamina. What happens if my animal is walking in the street and there's a very long stick and my animal bangs into the stick in the street, but the stick's other end is in the private property of my friend and the stick breaks something? So the Maisa Hezek, the act was done in the street, but the breaking was done in private in my friend's field. Are you chayef for that? Is that Shane and Regal Pater Bershus Aravim? So says the Rush, this is the beautiful case. According to the Rif Svara and the Rambam Svara, I'll be Pater in that case too, because the animal was doing the normal thing the animal does. It was walking in the street, Shein and Regel is Pater Rishos Arabim. But if you would say it's a total Gzeres HaKosev, what did the Torah say? Ubi'er b'stei acher v'lo b'rishos Arabim. Here the Nezak happened in b'stei acher. So you would be Chayiv in that case. You wouldn't have the Patur, because the Nezak happened. Maybe that's the type of case that the Rif is including by saying the Svara, by having the long stick case, right? That's what the Rush here says. Okay, fine. Are there any other nafkaminas that one might say? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe there's a machlokas later on in Daf Yudalid, machlokas amoraim, which maybe is goof of the machlokas, the Rif and the Rush. Again, the Rush who says it's a zeros akasav, tershein and ragel, and the Rif who gives a svara. What's the machlokas there? Let's say we share a yard. We share a yard, but we both agree that we're only allowed to bring fruit into this yard. No animals. No animals allowed. We're going to use this field as a storage for our fruit. We're both apple tree owners. We're going to store all of our apples in here. No animals allowed. What happens if then my animal goes and eats some of the apples? Some of your apples in the field. Is that called Rishus HaNizak or not? It's a machlokas over there between Abaye and Reb Zeira. So says the Rav, maybe it says this is exactly this machlokas. If you say that the patur of Shein and Regel is because the animal's just doing the normal thing, and I'm allowed to do this, and he's not doing anything wrong. See, here he is doing something wrong. So what, it's a private, you're allowed to put your fruit in there too, but you both have an agreement that you can't bring your animals in, so therefore you should say that you're chayiv, tough luck. But if you say it's a gzeiras hakasuv, ubi'er b'stei acher v'lo b'rishus harabim, so then, says the Avilu Reb Zeira Sover, Shaptur, here, Gzeiras HaKasuv. I'm sorry, let me start again. I said it wrong. Abaya Sover, Shaptur, Shal Shein Beragam, Shazar Abim, Svarahu. Right, Abaya hold that it's a Svarah, Mishum Rishas Halicha. He has Rishas to go there. Mishum Kach, in this case, Rishas Amichadis, Lashtem, Lopeiros, Avalola Shvarim, Shein, oh, like I said it right, Shein Reva would be Chayav in this case, because Oxen have no Rishas to go there. But if you say that the Patur is Gzeiras HaKasuv, Ubiyar Bistei Acher, you have to, if you go into somebody else's Rishas, you're going to be chayiv. Here it's not somebody else's rishus. Here it's always for your rishus, because you're allowed to put fruit in there. So halakhically, legally, it's defined also as your rishus, and therefore one would still be pater even in that case. Okay, so two nafkaminas, one the Rush brings, and one Rav Soloveitchik brings as well. There is a question in the Bircha Shmuel, Rav Baruch Ber, just to keep in mind, we didn't answer this question before, and that is, by all these cases of patur, let's say, by the case of, Shein and Regel Pater Rishus Arabim. Or let's say, Bor, and a person dies in there. Or tomorrow we'll learn about Tamun Ba'esh. There's no obligation to pay in any of these cases. Is there an Avera? Is there an Isser? If my animal breaks your thing in the street, I don't have to pay. I'm Potter. That's what the Torah says. Is there an Isser Hezek, though? Maybe there's Latsi Sidei Shamayim. So that's his question in Simon Bays and the Berach HaShmuel and Baba Kama. And he says, you might not say the same thing in each of the cases. Bar, as we said, where the Isser is for the creation of the bar, maybe there's going to be an Isser. That makes sense. That it'll be an Isser, even though there's a Patur Mamon. Over here, where my animal is walking, maybe there wouldn't even be an Avera. He's doing the normal thing, regular animal behavior. So maybe one would not say that there is any type of Isser at all. Okay, you have to ask the question in each of the cases. Okay, we'll come back to this paragraph in a minute. Let's just go first to the next paragraph. The Avagav Os Beis in the Menchas Chinuch. The Avagav the Regel Muad Mitrilasa. Even though Regel, as Shane is, there's no such thing as Tom. You never pay Chatzi Nezek for Shane. It's always Mor Mitchlas. It's always Nezek Shalem. Mikol Makom Yesh Din. As the Gemara says in Daf Gimel and Baba Kama, and at the beginning of the second parak, there's one case of Regel that's Chatzi Nezek that only pays half. What's that case? It's a special halacha l'moshe misinai. Kagon, imnitza, tsroros, baragleha. It's known as the case of tsroros, the case of the pebbles, where an animal is walking, and a rock shoots out from under the hoof of my animal, and shoots out and breaks something of yours, chatzi nezek. That's chatzi nezek. Says the Gemara of Gimel on the Beis, chatzi nezek, tsroros, hilchus agmira la, it is a halacha l'moshe misinai. Even though normally that should be regal. My animal's doing the regular action, and one should say, potter, it's in Rosh Hashanah, but if the damage happens in Rosh Hashanah Nizek, so then I am going to be chayiv chatzi nezek for that. That's what the Gemara says on the Gimel on the Beis. There is a discussion, what exactly is the halacha l'moshe misinai? Pashtus is, the halacha l'moshe misinai is that you pay chatzi nezek. Rashi has a difficult lashon on the Gimel on the Beis. Rashi says, All Shein and Regel is Mamon. So the Rashi here is bothered, the Amshal Shlomo is bothered. What exactly Rashi means, they don't take Rashi so seriously. They think, no, really, it means that Halach Moshe Bizina is that you pay Chatzi Nezek. There is a problem with the Shita of the Rambam related to Tsroros, and that is, the Rambam has a principle. If you look in the Hakdama, to Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam has three famous Hakdamas. We mentioned in the past. Number one, the Rambam has a Hakdama to all Pirush HaMishnayos. Number two, he has a Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, Shmona Prakim. Number three, he has a Hakdama to the last Perek in Sanhedrin, Hakdama to Berech Chelek, which is all about Olam Haba, and you saw the Semuna, that's where the Animamins come from, the 13 tenets of our faith. So in the Hakdama to all Mishnayos, the Rambam says, all Torah Shebal Peh could be split up into five categories. It's a very Yesodistic Rambam. Five categories, all Torah Shebal Peh. What are those five categories? Number one, says the Rambam, is Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Pirushim that we have for Moshe Rabbeinu, not Halach Moshe V'Sinai. Pirushim that you have for Moshe Rabbeinu. For example, it says in the Torah, Pri Eitz Hadar. Right? You have to take a beautiful fruit on Sukkot. So we said, no, it's an asterisk. How do we know it's an asterisk? Maybe it means a lemon, literally. Maybe it means a quince. They're all the beautiful fruit. Going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, we know this. Pirushim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, number one. Number two, Halach Moshe V'Sinai. Number three, all the halachas learned that from Yigimel Midos. Xerushava, Hekish, Binyan Av, Klawa Prat, that's all category three. Four and five, Takanos and Xeros. Those are the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh. Some of it's Daraisa, some of it's Darabanan. But it's all Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam says there is never a machlokas about the first two categories. I read the Rambam. Hachelak Hasheni Hadinim Shenemar Bahen Halacha L'Moshe Misinai Ve'ein Rayos Aleim Kamosh Zacharnu. And there is no hint in the Torah. That's the difference between Category 1 and 2. Could you have figured it out if I gave you a million years? So Category 1, you could have figured out in a million years. Right, that an Esrog is a beautiful fruit? Okay, it makes sense. But Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, you can never figure it out. They're totally new ideas. There's no hint in the Torah. V'zeu Kamochein Ein Cholik Alav. No Machlokas. Asks the Velt on the Rambam, Sroros, they're machloksim about Sroros. So how could, but the Gemara calls Halacha Moshe Misinai. So how could the Rambam say there's no machlokas about Halacha Moshe Misinai? Sroros, there's a machlokas about it. So the way that the Netziv answers is that if you look closely in the Gemara, it doesn't say Halacha Moshe Misinai. It says Hilchasa Gemirila. And many times in Shas, where Rashi and Tosfos say Hilchasa Gemirila means Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Rambam would say it does not mean Halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay, that's an important point on Tsroros. The other halacha, the last point that I wanted to focus on, is that back in the paragraph Dibur Maskel V'Shein V'Regel, the Chinuch mentions on line 5, V'ma Behema Achla B'Rishas Arabim to Petura Mitam Shein Mikol Makom Mishali Shenenis HaBehema. Even though we hold of the Petur of Shein and Regel, there is an important halacha that the owner has to pay for the benefit that he got. I don't have to give my animal lunch today. So whatever it would have cost me to give my animal lunch, that's what I have to pay you. I don't have to pay you for everything he damaged. If he ate amazing, expensive fruit, I don't have to pay you for that. But I have to give you the lowest amount of money that I would have had to pay for the money that I saved for giving my animal, for not having to give my animal lunch. There is a beautiful sefer on Baba Kama called Mishpatei HaTorah, which brings unique and interesting lemaisa cases related to the Baba Kama. I'll say to Adaf. That's the one that had the case with the two pictures. Destroy one and the other one goes up in value. But there are a number of cases related to this halacha. I'll just quote one or two of them in the time that's remaining. There's a case where he quotes Simon Chav Dalet. What happened? Reuven's going out with a girl, and the girl has had enough of him, so the girl dumps him. Okay, he didn't want to break up, and that's what happened. So he said, he wants to get back at the girl. So what happens? So he has another guy out there that he's really mad at. It's obviously a guy who is somewhat not all there. So he calls up the guy and says, you know what, so-and-so, the girl that I went out wants to go out with you. I spoke to the parents, everything's ready. Go out tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, take her out, she'll be waiting for you. I spoke to everybody involved, you know, just go there. Obviously, he's making up the whole story. So this guy goes to the door. The father of the girl opens the door, and he says, hi, I'm here to pick up so-and-so. All of a sudden, the father realizes something's fishy or something's going on. He didn't want the guy to be embarrassed. He invites him in, come in, come in, come in. And he starts talking to him, and he happens to be a nice guy. And the father likes him. He says, you know what, something came up with my daughter, you know, come back tomorrow. So he comes back tomorrow, and the girl goes out, and lo and behold, eventually, they like each other, and they get engaged. Comes the original shadchan, the guy who set up the whole mistake, and said, I want to get shadchanis money. Hey, I send you to the house. I send you to the door. I want to get shadchanis money. So then, what are you, crazy? You send me here to get me embarrassed. He says, yeah, but you know what? You saved the shadchanis money that you would have had to pay another shadchan. Ah, I caused you hezek, but at least, like Shane, at least the benefit that you got, the money that you saved. So, what do you say? See, Paskin's here. No way. No way is this guy gonna get a cent. Either because he calls different svaras, either because we Paskin that if a person goes to help his friend with explicit das not to get paid, then he'll never get paid. Here he didn't have das to get paid. Here, no way he had a das to embarrass the guy. Number one. And number two, Benito Shalanu, he says, hey, Matarasa, how you lincomb it started? You want to take revenge? Levaya, you show some. The whole Shadchanis money is when somebody does something to help create a mishpacha. Because it happened backwards in your case, no way you're going to get paid. That's one example. They talk about our Gemara, our din of getting paid, even though there's a hezek involved, still for the benefit that is saved. Or I'll give you another example. Again, in many cases of Shadchanis here, there's one other example, and then we'll have to stop. And that is somebody, a big pipe broke, there was a water main break in a building. So some guy who had a relative who was an installator, as he's called here in this country, a plumber, he comes and he does the work, but he's a very expensive plumber. And the guy goes to everybody else in the apartment, you know, pay me, chip in. They're like, you didn't have a meeting with the vod of the building, which installator to build, and he's very expensive. So the halacha was, they have to pay what they would have paid any normal cheaper installator, because that's the benefit that they got. Mishalemis mashenehenis. Everything else, that was up to you. I don't have to pay what was damaged, but I only have to pay the hanah that I got. Again, a lot of cases related, but this is the halacha of Shein and Regel, Pater and Rishus Arabim, but Chayiv to pay mashenehenis, and that was what these cases were about. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue.